This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio, radio with a lake view, that this Thanksgiving week wants to check in with the founder, co-founder of the Shorts in Winter Film Fest, Matt Bachman. He is no stranger to KTWH. We've worked with Matt in the past. We haven't quite been able to pull off getting Matt's program to become a fixture on the airwaves, but there's always the future, isn't there, Matt?
That's correct. Oh, yeah, I would love to get that started.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the airwaves, Matt. Now, you wanted to do an interview show, and now you're being interviewed, so I hope you enjoy the turnabout.
Yeah, the irony is very apparent.
Yes. Yeah, we're absolutely excited to talk to you today about this film fest, Shorts in Winter, coming up on December 7th, and held right here in beautiful Two Harbors, Minnesota, the Two Harbors High School up County Highway 2, just up from Highway 61. And Matt, can you tell us a little bit about how this all works? How is this happening? Do you have a personal story that connects you with kind of your interest in presenting a film fest? Are you a movie fan, a student, filmmaker yourself? And anyway, if you can fill us in on that and why you wound up being able to do this in Two Harbors, because I'm thinking this may be the first film festival that's ever been held in town, but I could be wrong. But what's your side of the story?
Well, I'm a great lover of film. I'm a student of film, and I've only been a resident of the area for about a year now, but I've been coming up here my entire life and have been so inspired by the natural beauty, the people here, how welcoming they are. And as the year went by, I started to make my own short films, and I thought there was kind of like a vacuum of filmmakers on the North Shore. And, you know, when Jamie, my co-founder, and I kind of put this idea together, we weren't sure of the reception we'd receive, if we'd receive any submissions. They're all short films, 10 minutes or less. We weren't sure if we'd receive any submissions, but we thought Two Harbors, you know, would be a great place. The, you know, high school's auditorium is a great venue, you know, so we thought we'd try to put this on and see what sort of response we got. And fortunately, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We have 14 short films, and we've got a great response from the community so far, a lot of sponsorships from small local businesses. So yeah, we're really looking forward to the event, and hopefully it goes on for many years to come.
Okay, so you beat me to the punch already on that question. I was wondering, you've already kind of passed the first test because you got 14 submissions, and indeed, what would have happened to the short film fest if you had had only two submissions each, 5 minutes each? Would you have been able to pull it off, getting people to come to a 10-minute film fest? That question's already answered, right? You have at least, as I recall, you said at least from 1 p.m. the start time to 2:30 p.m. with real short breaks, film running the whole time.
That's right.
That's impressive.
That's right. We had a dry run at the high school this past week, and we're looking at a runtime at about an hour and a half, which, you know, I don't think is too much to ask of an audience. Man, you got a nice variety, different mediums. We have animation, stuff from students, you know, stuff from local residents. I think we have two short films by Two Harbors residents. So, you know, these are your neighbors, and, you know, hopefully we can get some budding filmmakers to see this event and see the possibilities and, you know, get people out there and filming.
I have the impression that this isn't hypothetical to you, because I believe one of the filmmakers is yourself.
That's correct. Yeah.
I don't want you to toot your own horn too hard, but I'm just intrigued. Is this jumping into new territory for you? You've been making short films for some time too?
I've been making short films for the last couple years. And, you know, this is my first foray into a venue where I can show my short films. I should mention that there will be prizes, a $200 first prize awarded to the best short film, best being in quotation marks, because it will be voted on by the ticket holding public. My film will not be in the running because I didn't think that was fair.
I see. But even a perception of conflict of interest, or like that you knew the people who were counting the ballots.
Right. Yeah.
Way to keep it above board, Matt.
That would not be kosher.
Yeah. Understood. Hey, there'll be other film fests you can enter where you won't have to worry about that, I hope, if you keep this up. So I look forward to this very much. I am curious about how you would describe the range of experiences that short films bring, because a lot of people are used to watching conventional, more mainstream Hollywood films. What kind of range of experience are some films quite experimental or some without dialogue? You said that there are animated pics in here too.
So there's actually a wide range of experience. Got some, what I would consider well-known in the area, well-produced films that if you were watching TV and a 10-minute film came up, you'd be like, oh, okay, this looks, like something that would be on television. We have the lower end as well. I think we have a couple of student films where maybe the level of filmmaking, the production value isn't as high, but you understand the spirit. That comes across in full view.
Yeah.
And we don't have a single film here that we don't think, represents the North Shore and its residents and, not worth being seen. So we're really proud of the content that we have.
Excellent. So there wasn't any, or at least you haven't mentioned that there was any pre-jurying to see whether everything was show worthy.
We do have a couple themed, more mature issues, and we have a disclaimer, because we are expecting some families to be there.
Yes.
We have a disclaimer to when those films will be started. But in terms of, we didn't turn anyone away, but that doesn't mean that, we're letting anyone in, I guess.
Fair enough. So you mentioned a co-founder, and that's Jamie McFarland, well-known person in the area. And I had no idea that Jamie was involved with film either. How did this hatch, and how long have you been working on this? You said you've only been here about a year, so I assume this is a project you launched after you got here, or maybe you've always wanted to front a film festival.
Well, yeah, we got a very generous grant from Loving Lake County, a grant that I petitioned for last year.
I see.
Which was awarded, but this was kind of a pipe dream of mine when I first came up with it. Even when the grant was submitted and awarded. But Jamie, with her business acumen, her connections within the community, within Two Harbors itself, if there's a person in Two Harbors that Jamie doesn't know, I'd like to meet them because she knows everyone. So honestly, this would have remained a pipe dream if it wasn't for Jamie because, not only, her connections in the community, but her business acumen. She just, I don't know that side of the business. I've got, some good ideas, I think, sometimes, but Jamie has helped put them into action.
So you're getting mentored very nicely here in how to do this. So you can have a bigger and bigger role because you envision this taking off and continuing. I heard you say that, Matt. You're hoping this continues for years to come?
We really do. We think, the first year we had, even Jamie with all her business acumen, we had no idea how to put on a festival. It's been a huge learning curve, setting up a website, setting up a place for people to buy tickets, our social media presence, getting people within the film community of North Shore, Two Harbors and Duluth and Tofte and Grand Marais, all these different cities. And, we've got the Minnesota Film Festival in Duluth, the Duluth Superior Film Festival, the Eli Film Festival. If this could be a stop in between there, we can really make a name for ourselves. We think this is something that's very sustainable for the North Shore. So that's what we're hoping for.
Brilliant. And you talked about all those details that you got such good help with from Jamie organizing this. Maybe we should talk about the particulars, like how can folks right now check in online to see the scoop on the film fest? And I believe you probably can pre-purchase tickets in advance online. How do folks do that? Then the logistics of that day, where are people going and when doors open, all of that stuff. You want to lay that out, Matt? This is the Shorts the Shorts and Winter Film Fest, folks. Speaking with Matt Bachman today on KTWH.
So people, yeah, tickets are available right now. They are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Tickets are available at shortsandwinterfilmfest.com. You know, there's links from our Facebook page, our Instagram page, Shorts and Winter. You can search for us at Shorts and Winter Film Fest on Facebook and Instagram. You know, our website, shortsandwinterfilmfest.com, has links to get tickets. Once you buy the tickets, it will be at the Two Harbor High School on December 7th, 2024.
That's a Saturday, by the way.
Yes, it is a Saturday. Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're kind of getting close to it now, but the doors will be opened at 12:15. And if you know the high school, or if you don't know the high school, we'll be sending out a map of where you can park. The doors at the high school, door 1, and I believe door 12 will be open. But we'll have, you know, once you get to the high school, there'll be some signage on where to go. We'll be having light refreshments and coffee up until 1 p.m., free of charge, free with admission. So, yeah, and then, you know, from 1 to 2:30, we'll have the showings. And then we will not have a panel or discussions with the filmmakers. You know, maybe that's something we do in the future.
Sure.
But we're just, yeah, trying to get as, you know, many people seeing these films that, you know, the creators of the North Shore created, and where it goes, you know, maybe further down the line.
So this program can evolve over time, and maybe eventually you'll have so many entries that you may have to have intermissions and things like that, but you're planning for kind of the intermission socializing to happen from 12:15, doors open till 1, and refreshments will be available at that time.
Yeah. Well, you know, after the films have been shown, we'll be having a time where people can vote on their favorite film. There
yes.
will be a winner that is awarded the $200 first prize. We'll have the second and third prizes given then as well. So this is an interactive, you know, production as well. So we want people voting on their favorite film, and we want, you know, the filmmaker to really be showcased. And
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Hopefully most of them will be there.
Yes. Yeah, we've gotten good feedback from the filmmakers on being at the event. So
excellent. And people aren't voting on any fancy electronic device, though. This is writing on a hard copy.
This is the old pen and check mark system. We thought about making an app where you could, you know, sign in and vote for your favorite that way. But this way, we kind of cut down on, you know, people stuffing ballot boxes online.
There's no gaming it. Yes, I get it. Old school. Speaking of old school, Matt, you may not have thought of this, but if you name your festival Shorts and Winter Film Fest, I want to know, if I show up on December 7th in shorts and it's below zero out, do I get any credit?
We'll be saving you a warm cup of coffee for you.
Thank you.
And maybe a blanket or two.
There's a certain whimsy in the name of the fest. It's just struck me, and so I appreciate that very much too. So the festivities won't go on too much beyond 2:30, just long enough for you to determine who the top three picks of those attending are, and that'll be the inaugural Shorts and Winter Film Fest.
That's correct. Yep. And we're really looking forward to this, and we hope it's a ongoing community event.
Fantastic. And so are you hopeful that the festival can remain in Two Harbors, that it doesn't become so successful that it's it needs it, that auditorium will hold 690 people, if I recall, Matt?
Yeah, we're hoping that we get to that capacity. We're hoping that we get more submissions, and
sure.
hopefully this is the start of something successful, and, you know, the submissions keep rolling in, and maybe we can make it more than a one-day event, maybe something of a destination for Two Harbors. Yeah, we are hoping to keep it in Two Harbors.
Wonderful. And, Matt, I'm sure that your days have been taken up with preparation as we get closer. Anything I haven't asked you about that you want to make sure people know?
No, I just said, you know, the tickets will be sold at the door, but I think we're also doing students with their student IDs will be $5. So
oh,
any
good
young
to know
out there.
That is great to know.
Yeah. So students with their student IDs will be $5. And yeah, tickets are available now. So I think, as you said, the auditorium holds 690 people. We'd be happy with half of that, but you can certainly get your tickets now, and ahead of time is the best way.
Fantastic. Well, I hope I see you there. I did have an observation for folks that might have any mobility problems. If they park on the west side of the school, which is the parking lot that's immediately off of County Highway 2, it's all one level to get in. So, and if they come in the Cedar Road entrance, they'll have to go up a set of stairs. I believe there's an elevator, but I don't know about that working. So just a heads up.
We noticed that we did put in our ticket email. Once the tickets have been sold online, we ask if anyone needs some accessibility to email us. And that's a perfect point. That's exactly what we would have put
Excellent.
In our email.
I really do appreciate that. I want everybody to have a chance to take in this inaugural event of what should become a booming tradition in Two Harbors if things go well for you. Thanks for joining us today, Matt.
Well, thank you for having me, Leo. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you on the radio, and I hope to see you on December 7th, Two Harbors High School. Doors opening at 12:15. Show begin time is 1 p.m. for the Shorts and Winter Film Fest. Matt Bachman's been visiting with us. Thanks a lot, Matt. We'll see you there, I hope.
All right. Thank you.
This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.